Hey, boys and girls, thank you so much for tuning in to the Big Honker Podcast.
Have you thought about changing that little entrance up? You've been doing that the same way, too.
Hello, podcast world. This is your pal, Andy.
OJ.
OJ. But seriously, thank you so much for tuning in. We're coming up on our millionth download in under 2 years. It's a big deal to us. We're very, very proud of it. And none of it's possible without you great listeners. So, we're going to be doing a little giveaway. We are going to be giving away four-man,
two-day goose hunt or crane hunt, December 7th and 8th. Stay at the world-famous Big Honker Lodge in Knox City, Texas. Come in on December 6th, dinner that night. On the morning of the 7th, goose hunt with lunch, breakfast and lunch that day. Dinner again the night of the 7th with lodging. Breakfast and goose hunt on the morning of the 8th. And that's for December 7th and 8th. Also, you will be winning a case of Boss Ammo. 20-gauge, 12-gauge, 28, 410, whatever it is that you shoot. Pacific Game Calls is going to be giving away a goose call. And Dive Bomb Decoys will be giving away 24 silhouettes.
It's a heck of a deal. Be looking out on Instagram for the rules, because that's where it's going to be. Instagram. My Instagram. And then all the rules will be laid out there. So,
on your personal Instagram or Stanfield Hunting's
Instagram? On my Instagram. Well, it'll be on both. But it's gonna have to do with Instagram is where we're going to pick our winner from. So
everybody that doesn't have Instagram, go get Instagram, sign up for it, get in on the giveaway, and that's all you have to do. It doesn't matter if we do it on Instagram or Facebook or what we do. Someone is left out. If we do it by iTunes reviews, somebody always has something different. So you got to go get an Instagram to get in on this giveaway.
And we've done a bunch of iTunes, so we're going to switch it up a little bit. So that's what we got going on here. This podcast is brought to you by Stanfield Hunting Outfitters. Turkey season's here. We got some prime real estate right on the river. You want to shoot a gobbler, we can take you to shoot a gobbler. I can take you to shoot a gobbler.
You can do the 410 challenge on this.
You can do the 410 challenge. Go to Boss, get some 410 shotgun shells. We can do the 410 challenge right here at the Big Honker Lodge. Give us a call, 940-658-3172. Get on the books for this coming turkey season. It's going to be here before you know it. It's going to be bloody for Mr. Tom Turkey. Or if you're looking for a waterfowl hunt or dove hunt for this fall and winter, give us a call. Look us up, stanfieldhunting.com. We're also brought to you by Dive Bomb Industries, the leader in silhouettes. They've changed the game. Everybody's running skinnies. You should too. Go to divebombindustries.com.
Brand new pintail socks are coming out.
It is time to add to your spread. It's the off season mostly everywhere, so go to Dive Bomb Industries. Start looking ahead to this fall, this winter. Go over there. Get what you're going to need. Socks, silhouettes.
Decoys on a budget. You can buy a couple, 5-10 dozen every month. Old lady doesn't realize that you've got that many decoys. Send them to your friend's house. Send them to your office to have them. Anyways, go to Dive Bomb Decoys. That's divebombindustries.com.
We're also brought to you by Boss Shot Shells. They got a challenge going on for you turkey hunters. We're going to see how good you are. Boss Shot Shells, you shoot a 410. You can go to there. You can go figure out what they're doing. But it's a 410 challenge. See how good of a turkey hunter you are. Get them in nice and tight. They make the best shotgun shell that's out there right now. It's all American made. The people from Boss are great. Brandon, Lee, Meg, salt of the earth people. Hits like a freight train. You only have to shoot them once. No cripples. BossShotShells.com. And like I said, it's all American made. Great product, great people. Go check them out at BossShotShells.com. And also, we're brought to you by Pacific Calls.
Got a promo code.
BHP25 will save you 25% off of checkout. They've got goose calls, duck calls, turkey calls. They've got it all. One-stop shop. If you need to call that bird in, you can go to PacificCustomCalls.com. Use the promo code BHP25. And save you some money, some green. Their speckle belly call is out of this world. It's easy to blow. Good range. It's what I use. Perfect. PacificCustomCalls.com. And also, we're brought to you by Lucky Duck. Spinners. You need them. Blinds. You need them.
Dog kennels.
You need it. They make the best blind that's on the market right now, the 2x4. I hunt it out of it every single day. It's roomy. It hides 4 grown-ass men. Some of these companies will tell you that it hides 4. Theirs actually does. LuckyDuck.com. If you're into predator hunting, they've also got some products for you. They've got it all. One-stop shop. LuckyDuck.com for everything that you need. And we're also brought to you by the Looking Glass Duck Club. You can't get into this duck club. Memberships are full, but you can get some sweet-ass apparel.
They got coolers now, don't they?
They got coolers now. They got a jacket now. They got a sports hoodie now. And it's all with a guy that's perched up with a rifle in his hand and ducks in the sky. The Looking Glass Duck Club. You can follow them. They've got a new Instagram account, Looking Glass Duck Club, I think is all it is on Instagram. Then the guy that runs it, Logan Pyatt, is Sky_Jack_Outfitters. And he's the gentleman that runs the Looking Glass Duck Club. Go to their Instagram. They've got a giveaway going on. Logan's going to come down here, do a podcast with us, and then we're going to draw a winner for the cooler that they've got. So be sure, go to the Looking Glass Duck Club on Instagram, find the post, get entered to win that one. Also, we're brought to you by William and Chris Wines. There's no big holiday coming up for wine drinking. Valentine's is over.
There's a big drinking coming up. It's called St. Patrick's Day.
Do you drink wine at St. Patrick's Day?
I don't drink wine on wine day.
Well,
you're a wine drinker. I'm not.
You don't need an excuse to drink wine. You don't need an excuse to drink this high-quality Texas wine made in High Texas from the guys at William and Chris Wines. Skeleton Key is out of this world. It's a red. I love it. Drink it whenever I'm eating steak, something hearty like that. Makes me feel real uptown, you know? Yeah. Kind of like Trump. One of the Trumps.
Trump's not a wine drinker. Donald Jr.
I bet his son is. I bet his son is. Great wine. Go to
great guys. Texas wine made by great people. Good people. Give back a lot to the community. Jump on overboard and check them out at
WilliamChrisWines.com. That's it.
Yeah, we're not sponsored by nobody else, are we?
Nope, because we did Stanfield at the first.
Yeah, well, I guess we're done doing sponsors.
And on this episode of the podcast, it's Jeff, Ron, and myself. And we're just doing what we do, talking shit, talking about current events. Fun podcast. Always great having Ron on. And we hope that you enjoy it. Yeah, that's what they brought, too. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Boom, and welcome to Big Honker Podcast, brought to you by Boss Shot Shells.
And Stanfield Hunting Outfitters. Got some turkey hunts available? Give us a call. You can hunt with the one and only, Andy Shaver. Calling in that long beard for you. Put him on the end of your barrel.
You're the turkey god. With us today, sitting at the table with us today, is my dad, the legend, Ron Stanfield.
One and only.
You know, the closer you get to the end of your life, you become a legend, Dad.
I've heard that.
It's like a lot. It's like a dog.
I hear you. I hope it's not my farewell cruise, but
wouldn't it have been nice to have been called the legend like when you were 30?
It'd be a lot more nicer to believe it.
See
some paychecks.
You got some good news from the doctor. Said the radiation's working.
Yeah, he told me it is, and they said they'll scan me in 4 weeks, so. He didn't promise anything else, but
just said that it's said some improvement.
It's working.
I think Steve Barber, every time he calls you and you answer and you're not dead, I think he's surprised. Because he
I think
calls
a lot
me,
of people are.
He calls me all the time. I didn't talk to your dad today. That's the toughest son of a bitch I know, you know? I just don't know how he's still alive. Steve's been having you dead for 9 months.
I know it. Everybody, some others have too.
I had dinner with Matt and Susie.
Oh, yeah.
Reagan, when we were in Dallas on
Monday.
The vacation. So, yeah, same thing. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe that they said the fact that you're still kicking is a miracle.
I'm starting to kick a little higher and take a longer step, maybe.
He said the way you live, he said if you'd have seen him back when he was living hard, you'd really appreciate how tough he is.
Yeah, Dad didn't live an easy life. You drank a little bit, didn't you, Dad?
No, I drank a lot.
But they send their well wishes to you.
Well, I love them people. They've been good friends for a long, long, long time.
We had a good time. Went to Alaska with Matt.
He said about 10:30 every night, Ron would call wanting to chat.
Oh, yeah.
And you could tell he'd been in the bottle.
Yeah. And as a visitor.
Said he'd talk for 2 hours. Just he said he knew every dog trainer and every – he said you'd get to talking. And he said him and Susie would be watching TV about 10:30 or 11. That phone would ring and it'd be Ron.
Good old days, Dad, huh?
Really good. Really good.
Me and Matt were in Alaska one time, and we were going down this little river. And we was in a did we have canoes? Did we have motors on
the
boat?
No, they had motors, but they just weren't very big.
They were a little boat, little John boat. Like, I mean, I'm in the front, Matt's in the back driving. And we're trying to go down, and we find little bins where there'd be a bunch of ducks. And if you come flat water, we'd hunt there. But the hunt was really tough because there's water everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like you had a feed field that you could go to. There's something that would really pull them in. They were everywhere, so we're out riding around. We go down this bend, and we go around a bend, and there's a mama moose there with her, I guess it had to be a year-old cub, or not cub, year-old calf, I guess you'd call them. I don't know what they're called. Anyway, she's standing in that river, and Matt stops. He goes, what do you think? I said, I think we better back up. Because she looked like she could walk across the top of our boat. But that was a very fun trip we went on. Me, Dad, Matt, and Brent Chambers went to the Minto Flats, which was north of Fairbanks. It was 800,000 acres.
800 square miles.
Of just flats of water and river systems and stuff. And
you just post your shit up and throw your decoys out, and that's where you were hunting.
We could go anywhere we wanted to. We had a little Morgan building type that we lived in. Had a shitter out back. You had to worry about a bear eating your ass.
And we shitter, it was a shovel. You just dig a hole and squat down over it.
That was it?
No. It had an actual outhouse when we went to. You went three times. I went one time. One time we went, they had an actual shitter.
Oh.
It had a hole in a, but you could open the door because every time you do it, you could shoot a spruce hen off the shitter where he's taking a shit. But anyways, it was, hell, there was grizzlies, there was moose everywhere, but it was just unlimited. But the problem was you could go somewhere and you would hunt, but there was nothing to really push the birds around. They were just everywhere.
And there's just so much water. There's just
everywhere. Swans, cranes, geese, ducks.
Duckweed floating in 100-acre patches, all just mile after mile after mile after mile.
Me and Dad took a boat, and we went down a river channel, and we stopped, and we walked over a dill and went to a lake back in there. And you could see Mount McKinley was out, or Denali, whatever you want to call it, was right on the edge.
Those are two different names.
No, it's the same thing, though.
Really?
Mount McKinley is Mount Denali.
Mount McKinley is on Mount Denali.
Denali's the Alaskan name for it. McKinley is the American name. It's the same thing. Denali and Mount McKinley. It's Denali National Park, but they call it Denali, the big mountain.
Hmm.
But anyways, you could see the big mountain right where we hunted, and which you could see it for hundreds and hundreds of miles. But where we were hunting at, big old beautiful lake. It looked like something Les Cuba would paint with the diver ducks were coming in there and stuff.
What time of year were you there?
We went in September. We left here. It was 105 degrees probably, and we got up there, and it was snowing.
Wow.
It was a neat experience. It's something to see. It's
and everything's you're out of a cabin.
Everything well,
float plane lands
cabin
you?
is a it's a very Shanty. Broad term. Yes,
it's four walls and a stove.
And you had to eat. This is the funny thing. You had to eat what they brung you. That was it.
Couldn't eat what you killed.
That and what you had on your food list. So Dad got there. Me and Brent flew in on the first plane. We got there, and we hung out with these two guys and visited bullshit with them. And they landed, and they got left, and then Dad and them got there, so we're starting to go through shit. And Dad starts rummaging through the groceries first, and the plane is leaving. Dad's hollering, son of a bitch, you didn't leave us no fucking flour. So he couldn't fry nothing up.
I used just dead water pancake mix. We had bushels of that shit.
You're gonna fry everything, and
I was fucking starving when we got home.
How long were you there for? 5 days?
5 days out there.
No, like extra day. Was there a sixth day?
Yeah, we got,
and they didn't get us out till the night of the sixth late.
You got snowed in or what?
Yes, and if we wouldn't have got out that day, we would have been in there another six more days.
Mm.
I took the first plane out. So I was hoping that if or not hoping, I was just knew that if something happened, Dad and them got stuck for six more days, my ass was going back to Texas on the plane. We took the red eye back from Fairbanks, Alaska. We left at 10 o'clock at nighttime, and we flew back to Dallas. And fucking at midnight, Alaska time, I'm fucking tired. And Dad talks to this guy next to him on the plane the whole fucking time. The whole plane is dark, except for Dad's got his light on above, and Dad and this guy are just shooting the shit next to him. I'm like, God, shut up, shit.
Why'd you have your light on? So you can see the guy?
I guess. I don't know.
So this also happens when we get back to civilization, to Fairbanks. We're going to go eat dinner and then go to the airport and get on our plane. So we go to this real fancy, I don't know if it's fancy. I guess it was for that for Fairbanks, I guess it was fancy. But they were famous for their salmon, their poached salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I can't wait. So we sit down there, and this lady comes up and she goes, Amy is going to be your server, and she will be here in just a minute. She's having some car trouble, okay? 10 minutes later, Amy's going to be here in just a minute. She's running a little late. We fucking waited on Amy for about 30 minutes. Amy comes walking in, and Amy is about 6'2" and weighs about 350. And she's got the beard that a Muslim man would love to have. She's a big old ugly girl. And Dad, she comes walking in. Hi, I'm Amy. And Dad's like, God damn, she can make us stop a clock. Whoa. And so we all order salmon. Daddy, I'll take some of that fish too. And they bring out this poached salmon.
That fish.
Dad was so fucking, you should have seen him. He was so pissed off. What's that? I said, that's fish. Well, fuck. And they put it in some hot grease and some flour. I like my fish fried. Then we got to the airport, and I think we were in Juneau or Anchorage. I can't remember, getting some people on the plane with us. And everybody's sleeping but Dad. And Dad mm-hmm. checks for me, and he starts laughing. I said, what? He said, that's the ugliest woman I've ever seen in my fucking life. I said, what are you talking about? He said, that was the ugliest woman I've ever seen in my life. And there's these two old broads getting on the plane, and they're right by us. And this one lady goes, I don't know who the fuck he thinks he's talking about. Just thought Dad was talking about her.
Did y'all ever get close to running out of food? Like, if you'd have been out there.
If we'd been there five more fucking days, no, because me and Matt were the great white hunters, uh-huh. and we kept killing spruce hens. They were like a
what do they taste like?
Like spruce hens. They're not very good.
It's darker meat.
They were better than a duck or a goose. You know how much I like duck or goose.
And you just, how'd you do it? Just gut
bird,
it? And
bird like that white one.
Like that ptarmigan.
Gray. And
what do? You just pluck it and.
We didn't pluck shit. We
just chop it up,
breast it out. We could kill. You'd be going down the river in the boat, and they'd be on the banks, you in the trees. And we'd just shoot the shit out of them.
So you'd have made it another 6 days.
We wouldn't have fucking starved to death. We were survivors.
You could throw rocks at them. They just sit there.
Yeah. How much ammo did you take?
I don't remember. I know we didn't shoot all of it.
I don't remember.
We had plenty of ammo. We wasn't going to die, I promise you. We're too good of hunters. We'd have found something. We'd
6 days, you wouldn't have starved to death anyway.
No. The guys down
there. Hungry as fuck.
The guys down the road had shot a big old moose, and they gave us some moose steaks. We would have survived. We would have had enough to eat.
Run out of beer, though.
And I didn't even drink any. Probably the first day.
No, some of the bitches didn't bring mine. They left mine because the guys that went back left their damn artificial beers.
Yeah, so they left Dad's beer there, and they left him O'Doul's.
Guy said, hell, he'll have. No, it wasn't O'Doul's. It was that damn Budweiser stuff. Tastes like the picture of the brewery on the giant deals.
Not a Budweiser guy.
Well, it wasn't Budweiser. It was the Budweiser version of the non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
That wasn't O'Doul's. Was it called Sharps?
Something else. It wasn't O'Doul's because O'Doul's, I like the taste of it, but.
Do they still sell it?
Yes, I think. I just don't.
There's another, I saw a commercial the other day, a beer company that's selling it with no alcohol in it. What the fuck was it?
I've been seeing something.
The guy gets pulled over and like he's got it open and it shows it to the patrolman and it says 0.0. I think it's Corona or something like that. A big company is selling non-alcoholic beer.
Someone's got a non-alcoholic whiskey that's made out of peas or something. I keep seeing advertised too, and it's non-alcoholic.
Mm. So I gotta watch blood sugar, even if there's no alcohol. See, just even like O'Doul's, man, it loads you up.
Really?
Oh yeah, a lot of sugar and.
Huh? So that's why you quit drinking O'Doul's?
Yeah.
Too much sugar. Let me tell you, I just got back from vacation at the Great Wolf Lodge. There are a lot of people that don't need to be wearing bathing suits in this world.
You're talking to two of them are sitting at this table, probably.
Well, good Lord.
Were you checking out the women, Andy?
Jesse and I were the best looking ones there.
So your wife was getting ogled by all the other old men.
I don't know about.
Yeah. You never want to go to a place. And I mean, this place is just for the kids anyway. So, but as a rule of thumb, you never want to go to a place where you're the best looking people there. And Jesse and I were definitely up there. But my God, you talk about stopping a clock. There was one lady there, Jesus, and it's like she never. It's like she lives in a fun house where the mirrors like make her skinny or something. The way she picked out this bikini, I was just like, oh, God, lady.
Yeah, big girls don't need to be wearing bikinis.
No, and I mean, and kids are fat now. That's what gets me is how fat kids are. Like 10, 13 years old, they're fat, every one of them.
Yeah, that's right. I had to look at pictures. Me and Tony, we were little there. They looked at, we were skinny.
Yeah. It just,
all kids were thin then.
Hell, I looked like I had age till I was 29 years old.
Fuck it. We were going up to do a slide, and you go up these stairs, and, you know, it's the first day there, and Reese is just chomping at the bit. So we're right behind a heavyset gentleman and his heavyset 9-year-old, and Reese has his foot on a step. And that guy, like, loses his balance or something. I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. Guy's going to tumble down us. But he catches himself. And when he does, he puts all of his weight on Reese's foot. I thought he broke Reese's foot.
Oh, shit.
He felt bad. Reese, thankfully, didn't cry.
You know he wanted to, though.
He was a big guy. He was a big guy, too. But I'm just glad that he didn't lose it all the way.
And the guy felt bad, though?
Tumble us all down. Oh, yeah, you could tell he felt bad. He knew that he put every bit of that. Well, however much he weighed, right on that poor little kid's foot.
And he's fat shaming everybody today.
Well, it's there.
So that's not a place for a single guy to go pick up.
Fuck,
a chick,
no.
What saying.
Not unless they want them fat and dumb.
Did you see the picture from Walmart the other day? The old gal had a pair of jockey shorts on. There's a tank top.
I saw that. Yeah, that's been circulating a while. But you know, there's more overweight people than there are people starving in this world. And if you need any further proof of that, go to the Great Wolf Lodge in Dallas.
Well, most people in Great Wolf Lodge can afford to eat, or they wouldn't be there.
Well, it's just it's a fact that there are more overweight people than there are starving people.
Well, you can go anywhere and see that.
Right. Well, if you really want proof. And you know what's bad is, like, you know, you see these guys and you see them in the hallway, like, with their shirt on, and you're like, oh, he's not that bad. And then you see him out in the pool and you're like, huh. Got some work he needs to do.
Well, me and mom are fixing to go to Aruba. I can count that off. But you know what?
When
you go to places like that, like Aruba or wherever you go, mm-hmm. It's the same way. Because I'm always like, God, I'm going to be the fattest fucker here. And I look up and I was like, oh,
there's always somebody.
There's three more of them out there.
There's always somebody there that'll make you feel good.
Well, I don't make me feel good. I just realize I blend in better. So a kid shit in the pool?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Jameson is at the age now, he just wants to be with mom. And I finally
That's
got him.
The breastfeeding.
Well, no, it's just he doesn't want anything to do with me. And we broke off. Jesse wanted to do some of the slides with Reese, so they went and did it. We had a successful handoff. Jameson and I, they have a little bitty kid area, or not a little bitty kid area, but a kid area. It's got small slides, and you know, perfect for a 1-year-old. And he's beaming. He's having so much fun with Dad. Finally, Dad's a cool guy, and he's realizing it. And he's going down this little slide, and he's just eating it up. And then out of the corner of my eye, I see this lifeguard. And you can tell when something's up. And he's circling this area and kind of looking. And there was one blast of the whistle, and then his hand goes straight up into the air. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm looking for somebody drowning, little baby or something. I didn't know what it was. And then I see him reach in his back pocket, and he pulls out these rubber gloves. And he reaches down. He reaches down, which the water is probably – the water's deeper than that little glove can handle. So you know, like, poop water's getting in there, and he grabs this turd and, like, squeezes it. Like, squeezes it out.
Make me throw up.
And then, like, throws it back down. And then he sticks that hand back in the air like, hey, I need assistance over here. And he blows the whistle two or three more times, and it's just like everybody's got to get out. Fucking Jameson's heart was broken because that's his area to go in. And
how long did it take him to clean it?
I don't. We didn't go back there that night. We went. They got a lazy river there, so him and I went there and rode the lazy river.
Because like at the pool, we had a kid in Knox City used to shit in the pool sometimes. We used to have to take the whole pool and drain it down.
They didn't do that. But all my kids are sick today, so I'm wondering if it's the poop water.
You got the fecal matter on you.
We got the fecal matter. But
coronavirus? No, we've got the shit water.
You saw three or four guys with like a little scoop, little net coming, and that's a fucking...
That happens every day there, I guess.
Oh, I guarantee you. I would not want to be a lifeguard at one of those places.
Is that place?
At all.
See, I've talked to people that went. We've never been because they didn't have it when you guys were little. They were building it, and luckily we got out of that. Do they have like a... what's it called when you go collect stuff, like on a...
Scavenger hunt?
Scavenger hunt. Don't they have a scavenger hunt there?
They've got something kind of like it. You get like a wand, and yeah, basically you just go all over the hotel and you shoot your wand at it, and it'll light up and tell you what you found or stuff like that. It's a neat place for kids, I was ready to leave. I could not imagine going there during spring break. Fuck, I'd pull my hair out. Luckily, Reese, you know, goes to school next year, so this was our only opportunity to do it, was now or never, because I'm not going during spring break and I'm not going during summer.
Now, Zach and Shelby are taking
Dylan. They're not going now.
They're not going now?
Mm-mm.
What happened to that deal, I wonder?
I don't know. Jesse messaged Shelby about something there and said they're not going now. Said they're going to Broken Bow?
I have no idea. Oh, they're going to Cedar Ridge. That's in Oklahoma.
But it was a lot of fun. Kids enjoyed it.
Oh, they went there last year. They rented a house and a cabin and stuff. They have a good time.
Yeah.
Kids, I wouldn't want to go to fucking Great Wolf. My days are behind me doing all that shit.
But I was fucking cold the whole time. It says it's 85 degrees in that place. I don't know about that. Because my nipples could cut glass the entire time that I was in there. It was fucking freezing. You'd get in the water and you'd get out and just like, Jesus Christ.
Were those guys cleaning up that mess in waders or were they in swimsuits?
No, they were in swimsuits. Didn't even have like rubber boots or nothing. Just.
They deal with it every day. Just
and he was standing by it and just, you know, barefoot. I don't know if he stepped in it. And I asked the guy because I figured it was poop. And it was a Mexican dude and he didn't speak good English. He said, how did he put it? He said, a kid a poo in the pool.
Kid a poo in the pool.
And I said, what the fuck is going on here? So it broke Jameson's heart. Jameson started crying, but we weren't playing in shit water. But after about 30 minutes, because I kept looking, they shut everything down. And after about 30 minutes or so, kids were playing in it like nobody pooed in the pool.
Put a little bleach in her.
I don't know what they do. A lot of chlorine, I can tell you that. I mean, it's just, when you think about it, though, like we were in the middle of one of these big pools. And like there's just people all around us. And you're like, you know everybody's pissing in here.
Oh, do you pee in the pool?
Well, fuck yeah, I peed in the pool.
Yellow streams.
I was already cold. I'm not going to get out to go to the bathroom where it's fucking 10 degrees in there. That's the coldest part of all these places are the bathrooms. But you can gross yourself out pretty quickly if you just think about, like, all the shit that you're floating in.
I missed all that.
But probably going to be the only time we go, so.
We got family vacation this summer we're
going
to do.
No, I mean to.
Oh, you're going
to
Vegas. Oh, yeah, and you're going to Vegas.
Yeah, that's in the summer. But I just mean this will probably be the last time we go to the Great Wolf Lodge, with kids in school. Like I said, I'm not going during spring break.
Me and Mom are going to go to DC next week.
DC.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go. We're going to the White House on a tour. Mm. Got a self guided tour there. I can't wait. I want to go to the Smithsonian. I've always wanted to go there.
Yeah,
I think it'd be pretty interesting. So, Dad, what else you got going on in your life besides chemo and blood transfusions and?
Back and forth to the doctor.
That's your social life now, huh?
Yeah, all pretty nurses and
pneumonia again. They said you've got pneumonia.
Well, it's getting better.
Really?
So you've got pneumonia right now too?
Yeah, it's getting a lot better. They put me on steroids, so now my blood sugar's triple. Whoop, way to the top.
You were not a sick person until you were 50 years old, were you?
I'm catching up now.
Yeah, you go to doctor morning by I know.
Every book, every name in my little black books, doctor this and doctor that.
You asked your cancer doctor how much longer do you have? He said, fuck, I can't really tell you.
Well, Jeff asked him, and he said, I don't know, he ain't supposed to be here now.
Well, I wanted to know the truth, because I'm pretty open about stuff and realistic, and I want to know how long you had to live.
I know, I heard.
And everybody always says, so I asked him, I said, hey, tell us how long he's got. And he said he's outlived the expectations already, so you're supposed to be dead already.
It makes you feel good.
Yeah, sure does.
I told Matt, I said, there is no spare time for anybody else on this earth. Ron's ate through it all.
Yeah.
You're not buying any more time. Ron's already got it all.
My mama had stickers on her back door coming in the house, and gallon donor. I'm 8-gallon donor, 10-gallon donor and stuff. And I think I've got it all back.
Yeah, you've used most of that, I promise you. Would you get 2 pints every 2 weeks?
Been like that kind of lately.
Been like that for a couple of years.
I got a pint yesterday and a pint the day before, and it took me from 10 o'clock at night till 5 in the morning to get a pint the first night, and it took me from 3 yesterday till 9 last night to get the second pint.
What's taking them as long?
Well, they drip it slow so I don't get too much fluid, and then I get put on hold when the ER gets busy. The nurses got to. They can't start it until they can watch me for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And so I sat there for 3 hours waiting on them to get done in the ER or some a couple times.
But Knox City Hospital has saved your life.
Oh, I love that place.
Well, yeah, it's like a second home to you right now.
Yeah.
Well, Tony says I'm going to spa.
Yeah.
Boy, there's a lot of ducks down there.
They sure are. I've never seen so many ducks.
It looks like they're all pintails, too.
No, there's a bunch of widgeons down there last night. A bunch.
Really?
Yeah, I saw a flock that I bet had 2,500 birds in it. One flock. It was huge.
I don't know where they survey at, but it's a shame that we've had pintails covering us up all season and you can shoot one apiece.
Yeah. Yeah, our great state of Texas really put the fucking dust on seasons for next year.
Yeah, what? I can't find anything on that.
It's a proposed deal.
Oh, it's proposed.
Well, but it's going to happen. You know it is. The proposed season for us is going to start. Duck season is going to start a week later, and goose season is going to start 2 weeks later. But they're going to so nice that they're going to give us 2 weeks in fucking February to hunt. Well, who the fuck? We ain't goose hunting in February. Now, duck season ends January 31st. We'll hunt till the 31st. But there ain't, we ain't going to be hunting in February. Nobody else is either down here.
Wonder what they're thinking is. Maybe that winter.
The people up in the fucking panhandle, they're doing it for them.
Because they can hunt?
I'm assuming the guys from Amarillo North can get some more hunting in, but Lubbock's the same way. I don't think there's got a lot of geese. I mean, on a year we have an extended cold winter, we'll have geese here till February 6th or 7th maybe. But on a normal winter, we start losing our geese by then.
Right.
Harley went to Lubbock last weekend. His grandson just got graduated full-blown fireman up there. He said, man, there was geese on every puddle all the way up there. He said, I couldn't believe it. I never seen so many geese.
Well, they have some geese still, but
it's... Well, and I mean, most of the state, other than the panhandle, that's going to screw over.
Yeah. We start duck season October 31 weekend this year, and we start goose season November 14th.
That's always good hunting for us. It's always specs, but...
We're having really good hunts in, but here's right. The issue. We're going to be fucking running geese for a month off of our shit.
Right.
That's the problem we have is our peanuts, we got to keep the geese off of them until season starts. So we run geese every afternoon. We put flags out. We put bald eagles out. Fake bald eagles, not real ones. We do everything we can. Last year, Bo and Ed ran geese every morning and every afternoon. That's all we did. Well, now we don't start till the 14th, so now we're really going to be running them.
Yeah. Hopefully, maybe it won't go through.
Well, it will.
Boy, them first hunts ought to really be shiny.
Poof. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be dumb fucking birds. And they're not going to give us a third spec either.
Nope.
Just pushing it back 2 weeks.
And no third spec. And I can't get them to call me back. I've called enough messages.
Who'd you call?
I called the biologist.
Oh.
I did call
him. He's been busy.
I called and texted.
Called and texted. Huh?
Yes.
He's probably Nick Collar and Speckle Belly somewhere.
Well, I don't understand why you would move it back 2 weeks.
Well, why can't you just...
extend them up there for 2 weeks.
Right, you've already got different zones in Texas.
Yeah, but we're considered high plains in the north zone on the geese.
Oh.
But this is what... Now, this is really stupid, too, is their crane season starts out there October 31st or November 4th or something, and our crane season here starts like November 29th.
Right. So you're already different there.
Yeah, so why can't we have a different, goose season for us than... You know, the crane zone's a different deal, but it's just, it's screwed up deal. I mean, I was not real appreciative of any of that.
No, it really puts a fucking to us because, like you said, the last 2 weeks in February aren't any good for us.
No, it's 2 weeks of just nothing. You're giving us 14 days of absolute shit.
Yeah.
We're not going to be hunting.
You got your whole calendar. You're going to have to adjust, too.
Well, I've already done all that. I've been lucky enough. I moved all that around. I got that fixed. That turned out to not be an issue. But October first 14 days of November, we actually hunt about 10 days when nobody else hardly does. We do hunt then. And so we won't start till the 14th other than shooting ducks, and we'll have duck hunters. I moved one of my groups of goose hunters that is now going to be duck hunters, so they're good, so it worked out good for us on that deal. But it just screws everything up. But those 2 weeks at the end of February don't do us any good at all.
Mm-mm. I haven't seen it. Ron told me last night. And then I looked it up, and I couldn't find anything.
If you go to the Texas Parks on Wildlife.
Well, I went there, and I didn't find
anything. They have proposed deal. I can show it to you in a minute. I sat there and pulled it up.
I looked at the proposed stuff.
Well, then you obviously didn't do a very good job of looking, because it's there.
Is this the latest that it's ever started here?
Yes. I don't remember it's ever started November 14th. Hell, we've started October 20th something one time. We've went till February 14th. One year we went till February 18th. And I remember some smart son of bitches back then at the end of the year. Whew. But that's the deal. I'm just not going to be selling me hunts in February because I know once duck season ends, we'll be done. We'll shut down on the 31st.
Right. Yeah. Which is what we do.
Yes, that's when we're going to shut down anyways.
We hunted that last weekend of goose season, and we shot our specs. Right. So, you could go another week of
I don't want goose to, hunting, though.
But you could.
I know, but I don't want to. We're done. We're going to shut down on January 31st. I'm happy by January 31st. I'm already filling in lots of days. A lot of my days are going to be gone pretty quick anyways. I'm getting a lot of repeat business early, and I'm getting a lot of new groups are calling me, big groups. So we're going to be sold out a lot of days anyway. So it works out okay. Everything works out. I just wish the season would have been normal. I've been able to set the season by stone by that calendar for 20 years and knew kind of what was going on. This one threw me for a loop.
Who sent that to you?
Clint Neely did.
I still don't see it.
Yeah, he sent it to me. He said, hey, look at this. And I was like, oh, shit.
How many guys did you have that first week already?
I had one big group here from out of country, but I moved them to duck hunting.
What a mess. Yeah, they fucked us on that. I still can't find it, so I think you're full of shit.
Now, we do get an extra week of duck season this year that we didn't have last year. Because last year, duck season closed on the 25th or 26th. This year, it goes to the 31st. So we get that. So it is what it is.
Well, Dad, can't control everything.
Nope. Got any other last words, Dad, to say?
Well, I hope this isn't my farewell cruise.
I bet it's not. You got to vote for Trump one more time.
I'm going to vote for Trump. I'm going to vote for Bernie first.
You going to vote for him in the primary?
Yeah.
I'm going to do the same thing.
You are?
Yeah. I want to see Bernie versus Trump anyways. Trump will whip his ass, but it'd be funny.
I want to watch them on the debate.
The thing that I'm most worried about, for as long as we've been around, it's been Democrat versus Republican. I'm worried that there's going to come a time where it's capitalist versus socialist.
I think you're going to be that way probably in this November.
You think so?
Yeah, I think Bernie's going to be the man anyways.
Yeah, but he's not going to win.
You think that, and I think
I know.
And I hope that.
I know he's not going to win. I'm legitimately concerned that in the next 10 years, you're going to have a socialist candidate that has a shot of winning.
Now,
the one thing that nobody's asking, Bernie, everybody's asking, what are you going to do? Nobody's asking, what can you get through? There's a big difference between a pipe dream of what are you going to do with this? And he rambles off on something. But you still got, I think the Republicans take the House back.
And the Senate. They keep the Senate. I think they'll keep the House back. He ain't going to get through much done if he got elected.
So nobody's asking Bernie, what can you get through?
Oh, he can executive order a lot of shit. And he will. Can you imagine?
But all that gets undone.
His cabinet would be AOC and that Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. All them crazy fucking bitches will be up there. They're going to have important places in the cabinets. And who's he going to take for his vice president? He can't take AOC. She's too young.
Right.
He'd probably take that mayor.
Pete?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Pete and him are too
they don't like
different
from
each other.
I haven't watched it. Have you been watching the debates?
Oh, hell yeah. It's pure entertainment.
Really?
Oh, I love
it. Oh, man, it makes you giggle.
He'll laugh your ass off.
I feel bad for Joe.
Except when Amy Klobuchar talks.
You don't like her?
Fuck. She's the most annoying woman I've ever been around in my entire life.
Did you see where Biden got versus? My name is Joe Biden, and I'm running for United States Senator.
Yeah,
he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Did. Sure really? Did.
Yeah, the other day.
I feel bad for him.
He's lost his mind.
Something's wrong.
Greg Gutfeld said the other day, he said, you know how you got that person in your family that if you're wearing something you shouldn't wear, they'll tell you? They may make you upset you, but they're honest. He goes, Joe don't have no one in his family to be honest with him. And he don't.
He said something the other day, 150 million Americans have been killed by gun violence.
Yeah.
Half the population.
Since Vietnam. Yeah, he's lost his mind. But I think If Mike Bloomberg was their guy and he got elected, I don't think life would be as bad. His gun stuff is there, but I think he's just trying to make noise. And he may be as radical but he to me is more. I would feel safer with a capitalist like him as president than I would
Bernie,
the motherfucking dipshits.
Who's never done anything?
Never worked anywhere outside of government other than being on welfare. He was in a freaking. A commune, and they kicked him out of there for being lazy and not doing shit.
What did he say about women getting raped? That's been a big soundbite.
Huh?
I didn't hear that.
I didn't either.
He said something. something about women getting raped and enjoying it, or
that was Clayton Williams. He ran for governor of Texas. That was a long time ago.
Huh? No. Here it is. Sanders passed rape past writings on rape fantasies. I guess Bloomberg went after him. He's got a loony. What did he say?
Well, he's a goofy fucker, anyways. I mean, there's nothing. But it ain't gonna matter because those young kids that vote for him, they don't care what he did. They don't care about nothing. They just want free shit. Just like it's a sign of some kid holding up a sign that says, "Trump, I don't want a job." That's probably the damn truth.
Yeah, that's a problem.
They don't want to work. They don't want to do shit. They want people to give it to them because their parents have catered them and the whole fucking life. I go to school with the girl, and we're Facebook friends, and she is borderline lunatic. She always got fucking things going on, but she's a big time liberal, and everything in the world needs to be about open-hearted and being including this, including that, unless you think about you like guns or you like God or you like our country, and then you should be shunned. But everything else is all inclusive. They're the most intolerable people in the world, and it just I get sick of it. But I think it's finally they've so open now it's backfired on them. I think Obama was a piece of shit. I think Obama was for a bunch of shit that wasn't good and anti-American, but the Democratic Party iced it over and kind of covered it up for him, and now it's all out in the open, and I think we're fixing to really find out how big a piece of shit he was in the next couple of months.
Like Rick Rogers, Robert said a while ago on BAP, he said, you know, if everybody has a college education, then they ain't going to be worth a damn to nobody, really. There ain't going to be no separation, right?
Well, that people ain't gonna go get college degrees anyways.
Yeah, it says right here, a woman from Sanders, he wrote an essay, a woman enjoys intercourse with her man as she fantasizes being raped by three men simultaneously.
He's a fucking idiot.
It was in a 1972 essay that he wrote.
But nobody expects no different from him.
Well, I can't believe that the women's, they know all those people, that grab them by the pussy people aren't raising hell about that.
That's because they don't care. The Democrats don't care. It's just like Mike Bloomberg. They're taking all his fucking money. They're hate billionaires, unless it's Mike Bloomberg. Now they hate him because he's running. But if he wasn't running and giving money to them, they'd love him.
Now aren't the Democrats wanting closed borders because of this coronavirus?
Well, now they're being hypocrites. Now they're mad that Trump hadn't done nothing to stop this. Hadn't
closed the borders?
What, if he shut down the planes and ships for coming from China and he shut down that border, then they'd be raising hell because the economy was tanking. This coronavirus is gonna hurt Trump on this deal.
You think so?
Yes, because I think it's more. It's gonna. People are gonna get sick. I don't know how many people are gonna die. Fuck, people die from the flu. They say people 80 years old and older, it decimates them. But young people come back from this.
How old are you, Ron?
I'm almost 76.
You're good.
I'm almost 76.
Dad's not one that needs to be getting this flu though.
No.
People like Dad that's not gonna be good.
Well, for I them. Mean, don't they? They only have like 13 confirmed cases in the U.S. Something small. Oh,
there's more. One town's got four now. I just saw somewhere in the U.S.
They ain't got none in San Francisco, and they declared an emergency.
No, they don't mind you shitting. They don't mind you shitting in the streets. San Francisco's declared emergency on it.
And ain't a confirmed case in California.
But since everybody from China goes to San Francisco, I guess.
Oh.
I guess they want to shit, but they don't mind you shitting in the streets and shoving heroin down your arm. But by God,
might clean out a bunch of them people on the sidewalks.
I don't think you're supposed to say that, Dad.
Well, it don't matter.
I think the only thing that'll hurt Trump is if the stock market stock market rebounded a little bit yesterday, I think.
It'll go back. It's a long time until November.
But I think the economy tanking is the only thing that can fuck Trump, and I don't see that happening. I know I lost a lot of money over the last couple of days in the stock market.
You didn't sell it.
Huh?
You didn't if you didn't sell nothing.
Well.
Yeah, you didn't lose nothing. You're just worth less.
Worth a lot less.
Well.
And I didn't even get to do anything fun with it. Just woke up and it wasn't there anymore.
Well, but you still got to stop.
No, I know. It'll. That's what I told Jesse.
Do you remember
she looks at it every day?
She panics, don't she?
Well, she looks at it every day. I don't.
You're not supposed to look at it, but every 6 months.
It's not my. The way I figure we're up still, it wasn't my money that I lost anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't lose it until you sold it.
Well, that's true, too.
Do you remember when you were in high school and they had the SARS or something and they were going to shut down the border of Mexico and the United States and they was going to cancel track meets because of this new flu going around?
Uh-uh.
Well, and then all of a sudden, the state UIL track meet got postponed or something because of it, and boom, all of a sudden it was gone. It was not an issue. this stuff's going to be the same way. It's going to hit here and then it's going to go away. When it warms up, that
I wonder if China isn't being as transparent as they could be.
I'm sure they're not. In North Korea, now Italy's got it real bad. They said
really
any play, and it's going to hit them Muslim countries. Them some bitches wipe their asses all the time with their hands. So
back to my argument earlier that someone said yesterday that they said that they think somebody let a puppy get out of a lab in China, and people eat that shit, and that's where they got started being sick with this,
with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well,
fact checker?
I don't have a clue. I ain't been to China.
In 1971, coronavirus was discovered.
Mm-hmm.
We had it in our puppies and dogs in the 80s.
I don't think it's the same stuff, Dad.
It started out the same stuff.
It's not the same
mutated,
stuff, though. Okay.
Mutated, but
we had this argument yesterday.
But somebody said on the radio, maybe named Rush Limbaugh, that a puppy might have got away from one of these puppy places in China, then people eat them.
Mm-hmm. And then that's how...
It might be what started this. They don't...
They don't couldn't know. Imagine eating a dog.
Those people are third world countries. They don't have medicine. They sleep on the dirt. No running water. I mean, there's third world countries. Shit, all kinds of shit out there.
Are any of our buddies going back over there? Have they banned...
No.
Have they shut down everything?
My friends that go over there have not been over there.
They've shut it all down.
Says it's bad, a lot worse than you think it is.
Like,
the I don't know that it's banned.
Shut it down?
No, they won't go back there.
They won't go back. That's what I'm getting.
It's so bad. Mm. Last time I talked to the main guy that goes over the long time, he told me, he said, it's bad. And this was 6 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. He said, it's a whole lot worse than they're showing on TV. He says, it's bad. And he talks to people over there every day. And he said, I'm not going back.
What was the deal? I saw some of these CDC guys, it looked like, over in China, and they had guns and shit.
And I think that's more of
that
a fake? I don't know if it's fake or not. They say that people are getting sick, they're just killing them.
Really?
Who knows? It's a communist country. I mean, they do a lot of shit.
Well, they was putting in body bags and burning them the other day on news.
Huh. Did you see Rush Limbaugh has lung cancer?
Yeah.
You and Rush.
Stage 4.
Oh, really?
Dad has stage 4.
I did in November.
How old is he?
I don't know. He's a little bit younger than me.
Is he?
Not much.
Well, that if he dies from it, that'll show you. It doesn't matter how much money you got.
No, because they're talking about the other day that in Cuba you can go and they give you this medicine that'll cure the lung cancer or something. I heard talking.
Rush Limbaugh would be there.
That bingo. Yeah, someone from America that the lung cancer would go to Cuba and get. I would.
Fuck yeah.
Dad, if I could afford it, I'd put your ass plane. I'd put you on a plane over there.
Help my cousin's a doctor. He was, and he had a stroke until he had to retire. But he used to take people to Mexico City for surgeries that was a fraction of the price of here and available.
When was that, though?
Oh, since we lived out here.
Oh.
10 years ago or so.
I didn't know we had a doctor in the family. Yeah, that's good side of the family.
Scott Harford.
$500 million is his net worth.
Hey.
Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, he would be flying to. He would fly the Cuban doctor to him.
Yeah,
yeah, they bring the hospital.
Yeah, but that's not. I don't put a lot of stock into that shit.
Has he said? You listen to him every day. Is he going to fight it?
Sure, he's got some special treatment coming up that they hadn't discussed that. But yeah,
I wonder if it's like stem cell.
I don't know.
Hmm. That's the next big thing.
See, but like he's got $500 million. I'm not eligible for everything that's out there. For me.
Because you don't have enough money or you have too much?
Too old.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But he's got $500 million. That makes him more eligible.
That makes a lot more.
Yeah. That opens more doors.
That erases a lot of them numbers.
So that death deal that Obama and them put in there, that really happens, huh?
Well, it does anyway to an extent, you know. But
I've seen them cut back a lot of your medicine they gave you a long time ago.
Yeah, but there's treatments, you know, like that radiation, that big, tall deal that you tell about on radio. I'm not eligible for that, I guess.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's another kind of radiation that.
Oh.
They got a big machine in Dallas that weighs 200 tons or something. It's 13 stories tall, and you can hear it run, sound like something from Star Wars.
And that's supposed to cure a lot of it or help it?
Yeah, they say.
I just think there's some things you just can't ever gonna ever. I think cancer's all different for everybody, and some people are surviving, some won't. But
well, I've never been this old before either. But
yep,
I don't know what, this ain't what I signed up for, but it's getting better. I can start, I'm starting to feel better every day and more energy. And
well, I hope you get to goose hunt one more time, because that last outing that you, well, you and me both, the shooting was less than par.
Oh, that's all right. It was fun.
You've been on Dad's been on his last hunt for about 3 years now.
It's I don't like that fucking 28 gauge. I'm not a 28 gauge guy.
I've only shot one time and I killed a bird and I laid it down. It was pusses. So I'm not touching it no more. I'm
one for one.
100% on the 28. But yeah, it quite embarrassing. Yours wasn't, but you can't see. You've got an excuse because you can't stand up and you're not as nimble as I am. Like I'm fucking, I just suck because I suck. You've at least got an excuse that you couldn't stand up.
Well, and the sun was in her eyes.
Oh, Jesus see? Christ.
What I told you. It was. It was bad.
Y'all are pathetic.
It was terrible, as a matter of fact. Worse than bad. So.
You ready for football season to start again, Dad?
XFL still going on.
I watch Mountain Men all the time.
Tom was a very good guest. Very interesting guy.
I watch Tom all the time.
He's a real interesting guy.
Has the new season started? Or is it reruns? Or you don't know?
I don't even know. I just watch what they put there. I haven't seen very many of them twice. Hmm. I mean, I can relate to those, some of those guys, especially Tom, because my granddad bought furs that the trappers and the coon hunters bring up and sell him. He was the only fur buyer in a 60, 70, 80-mile circle. So I used to skin skunks and stuff for him for 70 cents a piece or something, and coons and things, and I've been around a lot of that. So,
Did he do any of that brain tanning that Tom does?
No, he didn't do any tanning. We just stretched him on a board, and the tannery people come pick him up and haul him away. But
do the skunks stink when you do those?
I can't remember that, but hell, I bound it a little bit.
Wonder if there's like a sack that you can get rid
of. They've got a gland.
Yeah, we didn't do none of that, I don't think.
Did you take any raccoon penises and sell them?
Never did. Never did make me a toothpick out of one of them either. But Grandma would cook us one every year. Grandpa and I liked it.
A raccoon penis?
No.
No, just a raccoon? Raccoon.
You wouldn't eat the penis, huh?
I don't think. I don't know what she put in the dressing, but it was good.
But y'all are two the only ones that would eat it?
Yeah, no, nobody ever wanted to come eat with us, I guess.
So it's an ivory dick?
I don't think it's actually ivory.
It's
something else. It's not ivory, though.
It's got a little curl on it.
Yeah, but I don't think it's ivory. So what? When what would they use skunk for?
Well, they make not mink coats, but
skunk coats.
They take little strips. Even on a mink, on the high dollar coats, they only use a 1-inch strip off of the back. The rest of it they use and they match it up, but it takes hundreds of damn minks to make
a mink coat,
a big mink coat. And you know, when I was a kid back then, a mink could sell for about $20.
Did y'all have very many mink in Southeast Kansas?
No, we didn't see very many of them, but they did bring them in there.
They were $20 then. Can you imagine? God almighty. Well, I guess the government is just, or not the government, the liberals have made it where nobody wear a fur coat, so they're not as expensive as they used to be.
I don't have any idea. And a lot of artificial stuff.
It's called a baculum, penis bone. Dogs have it too.
Yeah.
I didn't know dogs had it. Well, I thought it was just something that was specific to raccoons.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't either, but I. So, these minks, so if you caught a mink around there, you'd make $20.
Yeah, in 1955.
But y'all didn't have minks then?
We had some, but not a lot. And I wasn't that good a trapper at it. But muskrats, I caught more muskrats.
What would they bring? Were they bringing anything back then?
Dollar and a quarter.
That was a lot of money back then, though.
Yeah, it was. Hell, possum would bring 50 cents, maybe. And a coon would bring up to $3, maybe.
But I was wondering, what the hell would somebody do with a possum?
The fur was a nice fur. And some people ate them, but I never did eat a possum. I would have if somebody had cooked one, but they're fat, greasy.
I'm just wondering what a possum fur would have been used for. I mean, what do you
know? They're pretty clean. Clean them up. They're white and fluffy. They can use a wider strip on them. They could make a nice fur coat for less money than they could with something precious like minks.
Oh, that bitch is wearing possum. She ain't wearing a mink. She got a possum.
Mm. So you and Tom got a lot in common.
Well, I wouldn't say a lot in common, but I appreciate what he does. And
did you ever ride a horse or a bull?
Never rode a bull. I rode some little bull calves, but I never did ride a bull.
Just for the fun of it?
It seems like very, very tedious work fleshing out an animal like that.
Oh, it's a lot of hard work.
I mean,
when he was pulling them porcupines out of that porcupine the other day, I was like, gosh.
I mean, it's real a lot of work. Precision type cuts. Yeah, and
you want to watch what you grab, you know?
And I mean, you can't, you know, one wrong cut, you know, you're and then you it. Go through it and you fuck it up and ruin it, and then it's just worthless. Or not as, you know, maybe not completely worthless, but definitely worth less than it would be.
It's, you know, and there's a certain amount of odor around them dead skins, but.
Oh, you know that place stinks all the time.
Well, it's not awful, but it's not good.
I wouldn't want to do it in the deep south. Alaska or Montana probably smells
when it's
a
cold, bit. Stink don't near as bad
yeah,
as it is.
Probably smells a little bit better, but.
Because you ain't got no flies buzzing around it.
Sheldon's daddy run a restaurant downtown Buffalo for a while, and he coon hunted all the time. So somebody talked him into having a coon feed one night where just freed everybody. They'd figure out maybe how many people might come, and he's going to cook 10 or 20 coons. And
what's that popping sound?
It's dad's oxygen.
Oh.
When I breathe it.
It pops.
But when you cook a coon, it smells up the house. I mean, it's not a, you know, it's more offensive to some than others. Just like cooking cabbage. If you boil cabbage on the stove.
Stinks terribly.
A lot of people don't like that. I don't bother. I like it, but. Anyway, he cooked them coons for all these guys. And shit, you could smell them downtown for 3 days after that.
I'm glad, like I said to Freddie King, hamburger meat's not that expensive.
No.
All right, Ron.
All right. Well, Dad, thank you for being on here again. Hope we have you on here again.
Well, I do, too. I plan on being here.
If this was your last podcast, what would you tell everybody?
Sayonara, I guess.
All right. Thanks for listening, folks.